What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're hour number two. We're talking about what's going on in Syria. The attempt to reignite the conflict in Aleppo failed. The remaining jihadis, U.S.-backed terrorists, have effectively surrendered and accepted all terms and conditions of the Syrian government. This, of course, is going to free up Syrian and Russian assets who are even now preparing for a counteroffensive in Palmyra. It's only a matter of time until this thing is over. But as far as Barack Obama himself is concerned, at this point, he's past caring. He just wants the end of the Syrian war to come in Donald Trump's administration rather than be on Obama's legacy, because this is going to be the biggest military defeat for the United States ever since Vietnam. Now, Assad is out there commenting on something that we've known all along, the fact that the U.S. calls these sponsored terrorists the moderate opposition does not hide the fact that they are sponsored terrorists. And remember, every time there's been a claim of a chemical weapon attack, it's always turned out to be these sponsored terrorists attempting to frame Bashar al-Assad. The corporate media is also out there trying to sell the story that Russia and Syria really went too far in defeating the terrorists. Really, you could have done it with a lot less damage and everything. Well, they could have if the U.S. had stopped sending the weapons in there. And again, the corporate media, the prostitutes, the correspondents are paid those huge salaries to lie to you. If they stop lying, the big money goes away. And that's why they're not going to change. They're trapped by their own greed and lifestyle. And they made that moral choice a long time ago that they were going to lie for their daily bread. And they can't change that. And the corporate media is still out there trying to push this idea that the Syrian army marching into Aleppo is committing genocide against the civilians. They're just killing everybody. That evil Assad. See what happens when you don't let us overthrow foreign governments. And there is no American corporate media on the ground in Aleppo because the United States isn't welcome in Syria, either their media or their weapons. But there are Syrians in Aleppo who are sending out videos and tweets. Russian media is on the ground. They're sending out videos. There's no genocide there. The Syrian people are happy that their city is back under the control of the Syrian government. And that's a huge embarrassment to the United States, and that's why the corporate media is going to go on saying, oh, it's terrible things there. Now, interestingly enough, over at the State Department, they had a daily briefing, and there was a little bit of a stressed moment, if you will, between Associated Press reporter Brad Clapper and the spokesman John Kirby. And Clapper was asking Kirby why the U.S. is continuing to lay all the blame for what's going on in Syria on Russia. And in the context of the U.S. claiming that they were in Syria only to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda, what was Washington doing different than Moscow? And Clapper came right on out and said, the U.S. has failed repeatedly doing the same thing over and over again that Russia continues to do with success. And every time Russia succeeds in helping Syria reclaim its territory, the U.S. shouts, war crimes, war crimes, war crimes. So even the Associated Press is getting fed up with all the bovine excrement. And like I said the other day, we're starting to see certain elements within the corporate media understand that they're going to have to evolve and adapt to the new reality of a better informed, skeptical population and a distributed, diverse citizens' media. And those corporate media establishments who can't evolve are doomed to extinction. We saw it in Forbes, now we're seeing it with this AP reporter. And a few others as well. Let's see. Theresa May came out with this ridiculous comment that Iran is interfering in the Middle East. Iran is in the Middle East. Great Britain is not. And this was such a bizarre statement. Iran has summoned the British ambassador to try and make some sense out of this ridiculous statement from Great Britain that Iran is interfering in the Middle East. All right, we're going to go ahead and take some phone calls. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. Aloha. Looking at this situation in Aleppo, it's been resolved, basically. I have heard from various sources that with all these weapons hanging about in the rubble and what have you, citizens are picking up these weapons and are taking the odd pot shot at the terrorists as they're being bussed out. But that's the extent of what we know.
Well, they need to be very, very careful about what they pick up, because there's a lot of stuff there that will detonate on being touched. Russia's already sent in demining crews. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the war zones around the world and how the attempt to reignite conflict in Aleppo has failed, and now the attention is turning to Palmyra.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention is this absolute nonsense about Russia hacking the American election, as if USA didn't interfere in the Ukraine election and even interfere in Russia's own election. They got thrown out for doing that.
Yeah, they did. I mean, that's what makes the CIA claim so nonsensical. They've got this huge, long history of rigging elections, and what they're trying to do is rig this one. You know, it's not Russia who was trying to influence the U.S. election. It was the CIA and Hillary Clinton. And, oh, it was Russia's fault. Russia's got a Death Star. Russia's, you know, doing terrible, terrible things. And it's falling flat, mostly because so many other elements of the government are just pulling away from this. They're delinking it. They know it's nonsense. They know the American people know it's nonsense, and they're pulling back. So this latest gambit by the liberalologists to undo the election results appears to be failing miserably. And that's why I'm very concerned over Donald Trump's physical safety between now and next Tuesday morning.
I don't know whether the Democrats understand, and these liberals in America really do understand, what stupid fools they're making of themselves. You know, they're being ridiculed right around the world.
They are. They absolutely are. Hillary and her people have caused so much damage to the global image of the United States of America. I mean, we can't even go on pretending we're a great nation anymore. We're exposed as a third world tin pot dictatorship, although in the case of Hillary Clinton, it's a gold pot. And it's going to be decades rebuilding our image.
Well, I think the other thing that's happening, of course, with the Brexit, with Donald Trump's win, we're seeing the rise of the right-wing parties, the nationalist parties, all over Europe. You know, I mean, Le Pen in France and Pegida in Germany, and everybody is really fed up with this libtard nonsense.
Well, yeah, whether it's liberal nonsense or just the push for the global government, everybody's upset with that.
And political correctness is going out the window, because I'll be calling it
I am so
Christmas.
Glad for that. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, okay. Yes, absolutely.
Or Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is that's going to make you feel good. We're not trying to offend anybody by being of good cheer in this season.
We all know it's just a corporate profit-making scheme is really Christmas, but we still enjoy it, don't we?
It is here in the United States of America, but, you know, you can find a little Christmas cheer. But I got to tell you, the Christmas that I spent in Munich, Germany, back in the 80s, I really felt that was a real Christmas. And yes, the stores were making money and they were selling things, but just the attitude of the people, that they were out there to be of good cheer and hand things out and just have a midwinter celebration, was very real. Here, we've noticed around, as we get closer to Christmas, people almost seem angry that they're having to go through this, and they're not enjoying Because it's become an obligatory ritual. Go out, max out the credit cards, give things to people, and people get burned out on it. Certainly for me, the fact that they put up the decorations so early to try and prime the pump, by the time we get to Christmas, it's no longer decoration. It's decor, and it's very tacky decor.
Well, I mean, I remember in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s in the UK, the number of towns where bands used to just strike up in the middle of the town with all the Christmas carols and the songs and what have you.
Absolutely. Same thing in Munich. Just choirs wandering around. I mean, people were walking around giving total strangers little wrapped candies and things. I mean, that's, you don't see that here.
Well, you did in the UK in the 70s and 80s, and it's changed tremendously now. I am so ashamed of my country that we've gone along with America and destroyed Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Tunisia, Pakistan. Everywhere we create mayhem.
Well, it's been a very, very dark time, and I think people aren't going to realize how dark until it's finally over. So John, I'm going to let you go. We got a bunch of other callers that are calling on in, and we're going to switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I was.
Oh, well, thank you for calling.
Hello. Hello. You're funny. That's real funny. Hey,
all right.
I was just thinking that, there was a rumor that Trump wanted to file bankruptcy for the United States, and I was thinking if we could write our debt off from the fake bank and say we don't owe you anything anymore, that might be a great option.
Well,
we
could have a jubilee. We could shut down the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve has already signaled that they're going to be as obstructionist and adversarial to Donald Trump as pretty much the rest of the current system. They just did a little rate raise, but they're already saying once Trump is in the White House, they're going to be raising the rates like crazy. And, that's a very real threat. The bankers have always used their ability to trash the economy to control the president. Back when Major General Smedley Butler uncovered that plot by the Wall Street bankers to have a fascist coup d'etat against Franklin Roosevelt and start a new government in this country modeled after that of Mussolini in Italy, Roosevelt wanted to arrest them and throw them in jail, and they all just simply said, the first time you arrest one of us, the rest of us will crash the economy, and we'll make sure our media blame it all on you. And so Roosevelt
That's right.
wasn't able to do anything until World War II officially started, at which point he nailed all these people under the Trading with the Enemies Act.
Yes. Many, many economists are saying there's no way we can pay the debt. What are we going to do?
You never could.
Off to our kids? We
you
can't
never,
keep giving it to the kids.
You,
we need
the,
to take
that,
care of the issue.
Okay, Alex, here's the point. It is set up so that you can never pay the debt off. It's a system of enslavement. When you are issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest, the total debt goes up faster and higher than the available money supply. There simply is not enough money in existence to pay off the debt ever, ever, ever. It's designed that way so that the bankers eventually make debt slaves out of the entire nation, its government, and its people. They've been playing this scam on planet Earth for 300 years. It is time for it to come to an end. Rule by
That's
bank
right.
debt is not a legitimate form of governance at all.
Let's write them off. Let's tell them we can't pay you for those $5 trillion bombs that you dropped all over the freaking world, period. We're not going to pay you. And I hope that Trump protects Social Security, and I hope he also works on a real single-payer health care system. That's what we need to do. We need to be a different party, not just the Republican Party. The Republican Party's messed up, too. We need to be a different party, and you started it, and we can do it.
Well, I have to be very, very honest. I think Donald Trump is inheriting an economy that is beyond repair, primarily because of that private central bank at the core of it, which by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the system collapses, which is where it is. The only way to avoid that is to simply write off the debt and nationalize the bank or take control of it the way Putin did. But if you've read my All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you understand that the bankers will carry out assassinations, coup d'etats, and start wars rather than let any of the people of planet Earth break free from their debt slavery.
Yes, we can either, like you say, we can either be slaves or we can be proactive and initiate a different system. That's what we have to do.
We need to go back to the economic system this country started with, the one that worked for the people and the nation, and the one that Alexander Hamilton worked so hard to try and overthrow right from the start.
Mm-hmm. Not to get off subject, but I heard Colin Powell on YouTube again claiming the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We need to make it where these people that make those accusations without conclusive factual evidence need to be prosecuted, just like George W. Bush does and Herbert Bush and all of them. And we need to take our country back.
We absolutely
do. Have a great day. You have a great day, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I was just at the gym before, and they had Fox News on there, that idiot, Shepard Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was going in all kinds of tirades about Putin and Assad being butchers and committing horrible atrocities against Syrians. Now, you know, how stupid do they think we are? I mean, I did Syrian, you know, Syrian Republic on my Facebook, and I also get some other sites. I get RT, where the reporters are actually in Syria, and you see how they're being cheered by the population. Mm-hmm. That they're getting the terrorists out of there, and yet they're going to just lie to our faces. They're a jerk like Shepard Smith. I mean, the guy is, And then I noticed that.
Listen, let me cut in here because we're almost out of time here, and I'm going to have to let you go for the commercial break. But I have a suggestion, not just for you, but for everybody. Because, you know, when you're at the gym or you're waiting at the bank or you're at the wherever it is, they have a TV on the wall and it's showing a news channel. And what you need to do is you need to go to the manager of that establishment and say, you know, I really don't need to be hearing all of this stuff. Can we change channels on the TV? I don't think there's a law that forces these store owners to have Fox or CNN or whatever on those screens. And as a matter of fact, at Claire and my bank, they used to have CNN on the TV to amuse the people waiting in line. Now it's the food channel. Even they got sick and tired of all the nonsense coming out of corporate media. And so now it's the food channel, which is good because we're picking up some pretty cool recipes along the way here. But I think if you go to the guy who runs the gym, just say, I'm really tired of this stuff here. Find another channel. Put it on Travel Channel. Put it on something else that's entertaining because we know that what's coming out of the corporate media is just a lot of nonsense. And I think probably most business owners would respect the wishes of their customers. If enough people complain, they'll start turning off those feeds.
Because, okay. You know, they have it fixed to a certain station, and, you know.
There's no law that says they have to be on the news channel. They don't get a tax break for it or anything like that. If enough of their customers come up and say, I don't want to see this nonsense anymore, they'll change the channel.
And the TV next to it had CNN on.
Seems real hardcore, but they may feel that the people at the gym are all up-and-coming business people who want to be informed, but if enough of the people in the gym are saying, this is really nonsense, I'm here to exercise and relax, let's put something on the TV that's conducive to that, it might work. Anyway, listen, got to let you go, and we'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Karen in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, hi there. If you can tell me whether there's anything to this or not. Is there an explanation as to why the colors of the Federal Reserve note have changed? I have two questions. Have changed throughout the years. At one time, the colors were red, and they were yellow and blue, and now it's green, or at least the ink color has changed. So, do you have an explanation for that? Is there anything to it, or was it just to change the appearance? Do you know anything about that?
Well, mostly it's about trying to foil counterfeiters. The problem that they're facing is they're needing to produce a paper note that is very inexpensive to produce in high volumes, but very difficult to copy convincingly in small volume. And so the addition of different color inks was done as part of that program, and also to make the denominations of the bills a little easier to recognize for people who are visually challenged. Because back when I was a kid, all of the currency was all the same color, and having different color currency does help visually challenged people deal with their commerce. Australia went even one step better with their polymer note because the edge of it is notched with a code. The way the code is put in, you can't put more. The more notches there are, the lower the value of the note. And so that's pretty much goof-proof, and that's also to help visually challenged people deal with the currency.
Okay, and then my second question is, when it comes to other currencies other than the Federal Reserve note, there are a couple of local currencies floating around. I mean, I'm not talking about OneCoin, I'm not talking about Bitcoin, but there are other local currencies floating around. So without doing an advertisement, if you don't like to do those, do you have a preference of local currencies?
Well, I don't, and at the moment I'm not using any of them, but when the U.S. government went after the Liberty dollar and the Ron Paul dollar, which I think was really George Bush throwing an ego tantrum, they were trying to claim that these currencies represented counterfeiting because they used the word dollar on them, even though dollar is used all around the world here. A lot of communities will have a local currency to stimulate local trade. You know, the currency is only usable inside the city borders, tourism and so forth. Catalina has a Catalina dollar. There's a Maui dollar down there. Back in Concord during their bicentennial, they had literally wooden nickels floating around. Nobody ever has a problem with that because if you look very carefully at the front of a Federal Reserve note, it says this bill is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It doesn't say it's the only one. And currency can be whatever any two people agree to use as a medium of exchange in the carrying out of commerce. Now, during the Civil War, a lot of the Confederate cities had their own currencies because the Union was counterfeiting the currency of the Confederacy to try and crash it. And certainly during the Depression of the 1930s, a lot of towns and communities had their own internal currencies because the U.S. dollar was seen as virtually worthless. So, again, currency can be whatever any group of people agree is going to be the medium of exchange. Could be white seashells, could be, you know, bottle caps or whatever. Again, the issue is what backs up that currency? Is it backed up by a commodity of tangible value? Or is it backed up by a promise of the future slave labor of the American people, which is what backs up the U.S. Federal Reserve note?
Okay, yeah, thank you. No, I'm finished. Now, my comment about the Federal Reserve note is that it's a self-proclaimed currency, but thank you.
You're welcome, and we're going to let you go. We're coming up on another commercial break, and we're going to come back with a few more phone calls. Then we're going to close the phone lines again because we need to get some news done.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the Tantrum Squad is back attacking my server. It is tiresome, to say the least. And again, what kind of a public image are Hillary's supporters putting out there? Is anybody going to like them or respect them? Or are they going to become this little isolated cult like the Scientologists are these days? Before we go back to the phone calls, though, I wanted to mention, if you noticed, there's some new extra music in our bump rotation. These are adaptations, variations on popular Christmas music. They were all created by my lovely wife, Claire, in an album called Christmas Without Borders. And you can get it at YouTube. You can get it at iTunes, and there's an ad on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com that'll take you over there so you can listen to the songs and download and have a lot of fun this holiday season. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. So I feel a little bit conflicted today because
okay.
I want, well, first of all, when Donald Trump gets in, I want him to go after these people. I want him to go after the Pelosi's. I want him to go after the Clintons. I want him to go after the, all these people who, I mean, you could seriously kind of make a case for a sedition with some of this Russian hacking stuff and the electors and things. By the same token,
yeah,
I don't
you could.
Know how I would feel.
Well, see, here, until January 20th, Donald Trump is a private citizen, so I don't think sedition would apply, but certainly slander. Both Trump and Vladimir Putin have excellent cases for slander against pretty much the entire U.S. government and corporate media.
And, as I said, I want him to go after these people, these animals, but that being said, I don't know how if it was Clinton who was in office, or if it was Obama or somebody else, I don't know how comfortable I would feel if he was targeting, the Republican candidate. If Hillary had won and she got in office and then decided, well, I'm going to go after Trump for everything that he's done. But I do see a difference in the sense that what they're doing is essentially, like I said, I feel at a certain level it is, you know, seditionist and treasonous. I mean, you're undermining our political process, and you need to be held accountable for that. This has gone beyond just the most normal, you know.
Well, let's get out of the gray area. Let's get out of the gray area here, okay? There's very little they could go after Donald Trump for. That's why they're making up things about him having sex with his daughter. That's why they were hiring all these women to come on out and say that Trump was a rapist and an abuser and all this other nonsense. They were researching him, trying to find something they could use against him, and it just isn't there. In the case of the Clintons and the Bushes and that narcocracy, there is a huge harvest of criminal prosecutions waiting to happen. And, you know, we're now hearing that the FBI is still investigating the Clinton Foundation. We know the IRS is investigating the Clinton Foundation for not being a charitable foundation. And apparently up in New York, we're just getting word that there were emails found on Huma Abedin's laptop with Podesta and Hillary and all the rest that have not yet been made public, and they're about to be made public. And there's something like, let me look at the number, about it's a huge number of emails that haven't been seen before, something like 15,000 emails. And so we're going to be looking at that stuff as well. But the issue here is one of sheer criminality, and that does need to be punished. And not because of revenge, but because we need to create a deterrent to up-and-coming politicians thinking that they can get away with the same stuff that the Bushes and the Clintons got away with. And we need to set an example for the next generation of young Americans. We're looking at our children growing up in a nation where they see the corrupt and criminal are getting all the goodies, and then we wonder why they want to emulate that. So we need to pull back on that front as well.
Fully open to, under a Trump administration, C-SPAN having just full open public inquisitions and trials on all these people. Just,
well, first of all, I have a problem with inquisition. And I recognize, and I'm sure Trump and his advisors recognize, there are probably some aspects of the recent history of the United States which, if fully exposed, could bring the entire government down. Now, up until Trump won the election, I was fully on board with that. A Soviet Union-style collapse of our current regime, and then we build a whole new country from the ground up. With Trump in the White House, there is a possibility that we could peacefully turn this country around and drag it back to something that works for the American people and the American nation, and I'm willing to roll the dice on that one. So I'd like to see these individual crimes being punished. I recognize and understand there are some things that probably are best left for future historians to dig on out. Oh, and by the way, apparently Obama agrees with that part of it because he has just extended the seal on the report on Bush-era torturing of prisoners for another 12 years. So they don't want you to know. But it's like the secret's out. Yes, they tortured people. And if they're not going to give us the details, then Americans are going to imagine the absolute worst that happened.
Well, and they're going to send the lowest level people to prison, as they have, and then the ones who ordered the torture, the ones who set facilities for torture, the ones mm-hmm. who made it applicable, are going to skate scot-free. And that's what I want to end to.
Well, I agree with you, and we've certainly seen Wall Street doing it. Every time they're caught in another fraud, there's always some lower-level executive who gets the blame, and they either go to jail or they walk off the top of a parking structure under mysterious circumstances. But in terms of the Clinton Foundation, they're not going to be able to pass that off as mistakes made by a disgruntled lower-level employee, because everything going in and out of the Clinton Foundation went through Bill and Hillary's direct personal control. And so that is going to be what pries open the heart of this corruption, this narcocracy that's been going on for 30 years now. And I want to see that come to an end. I want to see the restoration of honest, fair, accurate, verifiable elections. And if we can accomplish those two things, then we have a chance of saving the United States and putting it back onto the path of being a great nation again.
Well, and that's where we're going to run into an issue, because once Trump does start going after all these people, we know that it's going to be sold as this is simply vengeance for, how messy the election went and everything afterwards and the recount and all that. And that's, we need to make sure that people know that.
Well, we're going to be getting that out of the corporate media, but nobody's listening to the corporate media anymore. That's why these things they're trying to do have all failed miserably. Only 6% of the American people still think what's on the corporate media is true and accurate and fair. And these days, as the lies get even more extreme, like the one about Putin personally supervising the hack, they keep jumping the shark over and over and over again. And the American people are just, we're not going to pay attention. Right now, the lion's share of the American audience are here online with the independent media. They're getting their news here because they know they're going to get facts here, and all they're going to get in the corporate media is more lies and propaganda. And the same exact thing happened in the Soviet Union with what was called the Samizdat, which was a network of fax machines that allowed peer-to-peer citizen journalism and commentary. And the Soviet government tried to shut it down. They couldn't, just like they're trying to shut down the independent media, and will fail here as well. And once enough of the Soviet Union's people realized the extent to which the Politburo was lying to them, the whole shebang fell apart. And we're at that threshold right now where people understand Pravda and Izvestia are lying to us. We're going to have to see what's in our fax machines today.
Well, when I heard that this morning about Putin overseeing the DNC hacks, there's absolutely no way that anybody could know that. There's absolutely no way in American culture that anybody could possibly know that unless you had hacked somehow Putin's email and gotten his correspondence back and forth.
No, there's
no way you can know that.
They're making it up. There's no proof Russia hacked the election. There's no proof Russia hacked the DNC emails. The people who are on the inside of that are all saying it's a leak. They're just making the stuff up. They've got that little machine out with the smoke and the bellows, and that's what they're trying to do right now.
Yeah, I think they just have a dartboard, and they just throw darts, and
Putin
hacking Trump.
Putin is microwaving kittens. All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Scott in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'll make it quick. You've been saying for a while these guys are desperate. Hillary, Bush, banker, war crowd. So I've been looking around. What are they so desperate about? There's a lawsuit at Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And a day or two ago, the court held that this lady in Iraq can sue Bush and company for the crime, for war crimes, crime of aggression. That's serious.
That is serious, and but of course we'll see how that plays out. But given the corrupted nature of our court system, I'm not expecting there to be a huge amount of traction on that one. But just getting verification out there that this is what the U.S. government has been doing all along: just invading other country, stealing their wealth, bringing them under U.S. control, and justifying it all with just an endless series of lies to the American people about we're bringing them democracy, we're saving them from a cruel tyrant. And we've all heard it before, and we all now recognize it's just part of the lying pattern. And you know, the government has destroyed their own credibility. The corporate media has destroyed their own credibility. And I have no sympathy for them at all. They did it to themselves. And so now they're out there trying to blame the independent media for all these, these independent media out there, and they're reporting on the DNC email leaks, and the American people should never have known about that. The American people should have just been fed the campaign speeches, and then they would have voted for Hillary. So we literally have the ruling class, corporate media, and the government. Their big complaint is that the American people have become too smart despite Common Core. That's what they're upset about.
Well, okay, so something else that happened is Congresswoman Gabbard from Hawaii, she goes to visit Trump at Trump Towers. Trump invited her, by the way, to discuss Syria. And then 2.5 weeks later, she puts in that no funding for terrorists stuff. So something's going on. I understand their desperation, and I think Trump is at the epicenter, and I think they're going to be hunted down and prosecuted.
I would love to see that. I would really love to see that, and even better than that, I would love a job on that group that's going to go after some of these people. Anyway, Scott, going to let you go here. Going to take one more phone call, then do some news here. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, you know, to start with, Trump, the nice thing about Trump is that he can't be lied to because he's on the side of truth. And he's not beholden to anyone. But the way it used to be, the guy at the top where the buck stops, and I put Colin Powell in that category, I always thought he didn't know he was lying and was angry when he found out that there was no weapons of mass destruction. Because the guy at the top can't afford to know the truth, because if he gets on the witness stand, he can say, I didn't know, and be telling the truth. But the bad guys who lied to him, well, not only and told him the lie but didn't tell him it wasn't true, these bad guys will know the truth, and not only that, they can also prove he lied if he had known he was lying. So then he gets impeached. So it's like maybe Obama and some of these others, it won't be like this in the future, but Obama and people like that will say, you know, don't tell me the truth because I don't want to be responsible. If I get on a witness stand, you can prove I'm lying because you'll know it. You're the one that told me the lie. And if I know I'm lying, I'm toast. Do you understand what I mean?
Well, I understand what you mean, and it's a rather convoluted theory, but let's go back and correct a few things. First of all, Colin Powell did know he was lying when he went to the United Nations with his spiel about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. In fact, the reports are there was a serious, serious fight in the White House about this, and Colin Powell was very much not happy about being ordered to lie to the United Nations. Now, once you concede that these people at this level are lying, then if you're going to lie to the United Nations, then you're capable of lying on the witness stand under a court of law. And unless somebody has something hard to hit you with perjury, then you're going to skate on that scot-free. But the people at the top, in this case, the president, I'm sure they want to isolate themselves from scandals and illegal actions, but they're all control freaks. And we know that Obama has made many claims, one example being that when the email server scandal broke, he got on TV and said, I only heard about it from the network news myself. It's shocking and terrible. Then we find out from the leaked emails that he had known all along. He'd been using Hillary's private email server to communicate with her. And that's what politicians do. They lie from the moment they get up to the moment they go to sleep. They lie about everything. In fact, I think they avoid telling the truth out of fear we might learn how to tell the difference. And so the way to be an effective liar is to lie about everything. I remember when Bill Clinton was lying about giving up Big Macs and everything, and then we caught him in a McDonald's here on Oahu.
Yeah. Well, it makes them culpable if they know they're lying, and the bad guys who told them the lie know they're lying and can prove it. If they get on a witness stand, they're impeached, they're toast. That's all there is to that. I mean,
or they wind up in Fort Marcy Park. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
And that is a big reason for all that long line of dead bodies behind the Clintons. They were all the people who had that inside information that could put them into prison. Okay?
Great point. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to close the phone lines now, and we're going to get some news done as we head into our third hour. Going on back to the war zones, China is now expressing its right to ready the slingshot in the South China Sea, to basically say they're putting out military installations to deal with this constant incursion by the United States into what China considers its territorial waters. There's a reason they call it the South China Sea, after all. And I think it was the Cairo Convention. It was an international agreement that said, yes, this is all China's territorial waters. So they're going to ready their slingshot in the South China Sea, and given the current quality of U.S. weapons, that may be all they need to win. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore get to me.
And Aloha America, welcome back to the show. And obviously that last little piece of music was not by Claire, but Certainly, it fits the festive season, and a reminder that the old farmer's almanac was right. Winter was late, but it's going to be hard, and somewhere out in the hinterland, Al Gore is wailing and screaming in frustration. Now, getting on back to the war zone here, U.S. troops are scheduled to arrive in Europe next month to reassure our allies that we are ready to deal with Russian aggression. Because we all know Vladimir Putin is just this evil, evil man who wants to invade Europe and do whatever they want him to do here. As I mentioned earlier, the Obama administration has ordered the report on the CIA torture of detainees after 9/11 to be sealed for an additional 12 years. There must be something really, really nasty in there. And again, America's image around the world has been destroyed by this. Turning to the economic news, China has been forced to halt trading in bond futures after a record bond market crash. And apparently there was a major, major sell-off. China's economy was very dependent on the U.S. economy because China's a manufacturing and exporting nation, and the United States isn't a manufacturing nation, and they import a lot of things from China. You see them down there at the shopping malls during your Christmas shopping. But Americans don't have the money to buy the volume of manufactured products from China that they used to. And so China's economy has been dragged down with the U.S. economy. And that is another illustration of why globalism is not such a great idea. It is now being estimated that Obamacare will cost taxpayers an extra $10 billion, with a B, next year because of double-digit premium hikes. Unless Trump can bring it under control. This was a huge ripoff. And you know, when they were going through this whole Obamacare debate, I related the story about how when auto insurance became mandated by the government, the result was the premiums went right through the roof, the deductibles went sky high, the service evaporated because they didn't need to work to get their customers anymore. The government said, you will buy this. And the same thing exact has happened with Obamacare. Anytime the government mandates something be bought, they're creating effectively a monopoly, and they behave like one, maximizing their profits. Now, over in Dallas, they're dealing with the pension system, and because the pension system is in trouble, a lot of Dallas police officers who are close to their retirement are retiring early in order to get into the pension system now while it still actually has some money there. So that's a big, huge problem as well. Another bad day on the Baltic Dry Index, dropped 37. We'll be back after station identification.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.